This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China's central bank held a rare press conference today, a bid to calm global fears about the slipping value of Chinese currency that it had itself engineered on Monday. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai. Rob, did the press conference work?
Well, by the end of the day, this press conference appeared to calm the Asian markets a bit, but the language the central bank used was a bit baffling, and it's left a lot of economists wondering if Beijing really has control of the situation. The bank's vice governor told journalists, trust the market, respect the market, fear the market, and follow the market. Obviously, emphasizing the market is now determining the yuan's value. But as someone on Twitter observed, he left something out. Intervene in the market, because that's what the central bank is doing. Yesterday, it dumped $20 billion worth of U.S. T-bills to bring the value of China's currency up a little. And today, it fixed the currency decline at 1%. So I think a lot of people in the know are scratching their heads at this contradiction between what China's central bank is saying and what it's actually doing, because it doesn't appear that much has changed. Beijing is still very much in control over its currency.
Rob, thank you.